You're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 71. I am so excited to bring you this episode. I'm taking my podcast into a little bit of a new direction because I'm going to be sharing with you how to attract your guy back with feminine energy. This episode will focus on why men walk away and what you can do about it. I'm going to include scripts that you can use or say, and I'm going to discuss my popular belief system that is really grounded in feminine energy and masculine energy principles, which is a man needs to be able to provide, pursue, maintain, and a man does not compete. This is also part of my email newsletter that you can get by signing up over at everheartcoaching.com/free gift. Now, what's the free gift? Well, if you're ready to take your love and relationship to the next level, you are in the right place because I have a free gift called Powerful Proven Scripts to Increase Love and Desire. I am often amazed by how many women don't know I have this precious free resource, and it's an intro into feminine energy scripting. So for those of you who have my book, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man, you understand that I go deeper into these principles in that book. This little free gift, Powerful Proven Scripts to Increase Love and Desires, they're really designed to transform not only your relationship, but also yourself. So no matter what stage you're at in your love life, these scripts will empower you and create a wonderful success story for your relationship. Every relationship, I believe, has the potential to thrive. And when you sign up for my free book, you'll also be part of my newsletter, which is really my blog updates. But a lot of people don't have time to check back and check up on your blog. So worry not. I tell you everything that's fresh and new and happening on my blog post, but you can get it delivered directly to your email and your inbox. So again, that's at everheartcoaching.com/free gift, and I will have the link below. Now, let's dive deep. Again, this is the email number one that you get when you sign up after you get my free gift. It is all about why a man walks away, what you can do or say, and how to attract him back with your feminine energy.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Four reasons a man walks away. If you take a little time to understand these masculine energy dynamics, you'll create a noticeable shift in your relationship immediately. Number one, men will not compete. They either win or forfeit. Men do not compete with the woman they love, at least not for very long. They will become frustrated and bow out not so gracefully and exclaim, "I can't make you happy," or "I can't give you what you want," or "You deserve someone as wonderful as you." If a man has suddenly withdrawn from you, you are certainly guaranteed he loves you. He loves you and he loves himself. Yet he knows in his core he cannot compete with a powerful dynamite woman such as yourself. You need not make yourself small so a man's ego can survive. Instead, you'll need to understand and accept how things work in the man's world. In the man's world of masculine energy, there is only one winner, the champion, the alpha, the president, and the captain of the ship. In a relationship with a masculine man, he needs to be the captain, and there is only one captain. You each have valuable skill sets, but there is only one leader, and the man needs to feel that he is the leader. Feminine energy men are the exception somewhat. This is why you want to choose your captain wisely and honor the strengths that attracted you to him and have your boundaries and feelings expressed in a way that doesn't undermine his abilities. Instead of masculine meeting masculine energy, where there is a duel and power struggle, you shift into a natural feminine and masculine energy exchange. As a feminine energy woman, your power is in receiving, acknowledging, honoring, expressing feelings, and having firm boundaries. More on that later. Your career and other life accomplishments may outshine his, but again, do not make yourself small. The problem arises when you try to help a man become more like you. This includes subtle things in life, such as navigating traffic, offering to write his resume, and figuring out how to fix something or problem solving on any level, particularly when taking action on his behalf. You rob him of his job when you overfunction. If a man cannot be in charge to protect and provide for you, then he is not needed. He feels small, and he will get sullen and frustrated and leave. I help you find the tools and emotions to navigate getting what you need instead of doing it all yourself and competing with the man. You can instead allow a man space to struggle and let his masculine energy kick in and problem solve. This is feminine energy. She allows some time and space for others to figure it out. If your man asks for help or delegates, if it's within your comfort zone, accept the job. Aye, aye, Captain. You can also ask him, would you like my opinion? And observe how he responds. If he agrees, phrase your feeling or boundary using, I feel. Here's an example. I feel intrigued by this problem, and you're so good at these other parts. I'd like to give it a try. What do you think? You're not doing this to save his ego. You do it because it works and he feels good and you feel good too. What could be better than that? Number two, a man must pursue you. A man needs to be the one pursuing you in terms of helping, advising, suggesting, and nurturing. He also loves the act of pursuing you physically. Men revel in the thrill of the hunt. This doesn't mean you play hard to get or become lazy. You simply are not always readily available and waiting on a man. You have your own rich, juicy, full life of interest and pleasures you adore. You're not pursuing a man mentally either. You only think of him when he is in front of you. If you pursue a man, he may like it for a while, but eventually he will either feel resentment or apathy. You will also eventually tire from the job of pursuit, whereas men can pursue indefinitely. Men pursue what is valuable to them. If he is no longer pursuing you, if you pursue him, it will push him farther away. Offering a man space and time to activate pursuit is an integral part of feminine energy. Both in dating and long-term relationships, pursuit can be a daily, ongoing event. Ask yourself this: do I really want to be the one that makes the relationship happen and the one that does the work to keep things going? Do I want to pursue a man so he will take interest in me? Number three, the man must be able to provide. Let me make this absolutely known. A man's ability to provide is of the utmost importance. If you earn more income than him, for example, he needs to know and feel that he provides certain things around the house and in your life, things that you cannot get anywhere else. He must know and be reminded that his contribution is needed, and he's got to be recognized for that. I show you how to authentically create this vibe in the relationship without being obvious or patronizing. A great script to start with is, I really appreciate that you did fill in the blank. Number four, the man must be willing and capable to maintain. So often women tell me the first 3 to 6 months of the relationship were bliss. Then the man changed. This is because he stopped maintaining. He could play the part of the happy family man or boyfriend for a while, but he could not keep it up. This is where a man must feel inspired to keep doing the work and maintain and protect the loved ones around him. See also pursue and provide above. You can captivate a man's heart so that protecting and caring for you and the family are his honor and dedication as the masculine leader. Note, this is not accomplished by simply telling him, "I need you." Maintaining is his ability and commitment as a man. The best way to allow a man to show you what he can or cannot do is to be in your receiving feminine energy. In closing, if a man does not feel like a man, he may then run to someone or somewhere else that makes him feel like a man. This is when women find themselves desperate to understand why their man left and why he's with that new girl who's half the woman you are, or why he left your beautiful home for a lowly one-room apartment. Learning more of my feminine energy tools and scripts can rewrite a failing relationship and create a healthy and sustainable love where you both feel cherished and adored. Okay, I hope this podcast episode has been helpful for you. Remember, if you want the inbox version delivered right to your email, all you have to do is head on over to everheartcoaching.com, click the link that says, "Yes, I want my free ebook." And once you get my free book, in about another day, you'll start getting my email series and you'll be able to stay in touch with me and know what's going on. Now, if this podcast episode or other episodes have been helpful, I greatly appreciate you taking a moment to rate and review my podcast. Also, share it with a girlfriend who could use some feminine energy guidance and wisdom in her life. Also, don't forget, you can leave me a voice message or a comment. And I also have a poll in most of my podcast episodes. I love to connect with you and hear what's on your mind and discover your thoughts. All the links are below in the podcast description. All right, I'll see you next time.